For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning. Hope you're having a great Tuesday and you came off the Thanksgiving weekend and that you're excited about the holiday season, that you're blessed. I'm endeavoring to get through a message that I'll be doing at our Christmas luncheon December 7th. Please join us if you can. We have rented out two banquet rooms at Metairie Country Club, so there's plenty of room for you, $26 to register. Full-blown lunch, so many giveaways. I'll be doing a teaching. What a great time to bring someone. Show them the true meaning of Christmas. And it's beautiful. It's just a genuine treat to bring someone to that. And then, of course, we will be ministering to the homeless on November the 30th with our hands and feet outreach. We have 240 pairs of gloves and 180 pairs of socks and 200 portions of jambalaya. We're going down to the New Orleans Mission. We're partnering with Victory Fellowship Church in Metairie, Louisiana. And if you would like to be a part of that, you just let us know. We're meeting at the Mission at 5:30 p.m. and we're just going to, you know, be the hands and feet of Jesus. Amen? What a privilege. What a privilege. But I tried to go into my message yesterday and boy, the Spirit of God just stopped me and said, anyone listening right now can get saved. And so we were able to talk about Jesus and walk you through what's, you know, commonly called the sinner's prayer. In effect, that you need Christ. And then we prayed together. And if that's you again today, just cry out and say, Jesus, I need you. Whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And he'll come and live inside of you and take you forever with him in heaven. You'll live forever with him in heaven. It's glorious. But look, I'll be teaching a message at Metairie Country Club called Why Did Jesus Come? Well, the reasons, there's so many all through the Bible, but in the Gospels alone, you'll see about 13 times where Jesus uses the phrase, I have come, or he came so that. You'll see that verbiage about 13 times alone in the Gospels. Jesus was always answering the question, why had he come? So I'm going to pull five that I feel would be very appropriate for us, just kind of like to help in your everyday life. But the first one I want to address is the sin problem, brothers and sisters, talking about why Jesus came. So let's go back to the beginning very quickly and remember the fall of Adam and Eve. They sinned in the garden. So as a result, they were banished and we were left with the sin problem. What a travesty this was. Brothers and sisters, communication with God was cut off. The very reason they were created, to be with God, to be children of God, to be part of a family, was cut off. But God. If you're out there right now and you're thinking, oh man, say, but God. In fact, that's a great two-letter phrase that you should keep at the tip of your tongue and in your heart and in your mind at all times. But God. Because I want to use it right now, but God, right? God already had a way in his heart and in his mind to reintroduce us to the Father. So, because sin could not get to heaven, you know, it was tainted. Adam and Eve, sin is sin. God couldn't look at it. But God could come to his children. Hence, Jesus invades the world through a precious young virgin girl named Mary in a town called Bethlehem. And then, my brothers and sisters, the world was changed forever. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came, there's our word, came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Luke 2, the angels announced, born to you this day in the city of David is a Savior. Matthew 1:21, he said to Joseph, name him Jesus, for he'll save his people from their sins. Number one reason Jesus came, he had to address the sin problem. He did it through Jesus in a town called Bethlehem. that whomsoever would believe on him would be saved, reconnected with the Father. Communication open once again, for God so loved the world that whomsoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. More tomorrow, a future and hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.